And we are back live in the KRFY studios this morning. It's a second interview, a special interview. We have Chris Conter and Gaia Swinford. Good morning, Chris and Gaia.
Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Susie.
And you're with Food for Our Children, which is an important organization working here in our community. And so let's just start by, thank you for coming in, by the way, and you have some upcoming events. But let's start with hearing about the organization, Food for Our Children. How long has it been here? Who are you serving and how do you function?
Food for Our Children was founded in 2015, and it is a 501c3. It's a very exciting food program. It supplements the lunch programs and breakfast programs in schools, but this provides a snack bag, actually more than a snack bag, for children on the weekends who have food insecurity. So it provides that extra food on the weekend that many children simply don't eat well on the weekend. And all of the money, every penny of it, 100%, stays in Bonner County for our schools, our elementary schools, the high school, Sandpoint Alternative High School, and the charter school. And we are extremely proud of the donors and businesses in Sandpoint and elsewhere who have contributed to this program.
So there was a need. There is a need, and folks saw this need. How did it come about that the organization formed to meet the need?
I mean, it originally started, I think, with Kootenai School, and it was, and then it expanded to other schools. It was first Bonner County Community Food Bank, and then Food for Our Children stepped in, and then we started adding more schools. So, and it's, you know, you need to think of this as food insecurity, and sort of a definition of what that is limited or uncertain availability of nutritionally adequate and safe foods, or limited or uncertain ability to acquire acceptable foods in a socially acceptable way, which is sort of a very long, officious way of saying it. But it's these kids that are, you don't necessarily recognize that they suffer from food insecurity. But in the school district, it really manifests itself when they show up Monday morning and they're at a disadvantage to other kids because they have not had adequate nutrition over the weekend. So that's the bridge we gap.
And it's almost 20% of the children in Bonner County who have food insecurity. The average, state average, is 17.6%, but Bonner County's is the ninth highest out of 14 counties.
And how are the children identified in order to receive this help that sounds like it's essential so that when they come back to school, not only when they come back to school on Monday, they've been adequately fed during the weekend, but how do you identify?
The school district hands out forms, and then the parents will sign the form, and then once the form is signed, then that child is provided with the weekend food bags.
On this piece of paper you gave me, it said 1,800 children every weekend.
No, it's 18,000 food bags that we sent out last year to kids.
Oh, 1,800.
Yeah, that was an early morning typing error.
Okay, I got it. That makes better sense.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say that's a lot of putting together food bags every weekend.
Well, and the Bonner General Hospital puts together the bags, and we get them, the bags delivered to us at wholesale. And then the food bank puts the bags together, and then Bonner General, they're all volunteers, and there's absolutely no overhead. So every dollar donated goes directly to food.
And all the administrative costs are paid for by the board of directors. The bag holds, excuse me, something similar to this, a pasta with a meat entree, a vegetable, a fruit, cereal, milk, a snack bar, and a beef stick. Something along those lines, according to what they can get that at that time. So they're very healthy and nutritious, and the children depend on them. And we find out from the principals and the staff of the schools how many children each week need them, and then the bags are put together.
And just to give you an idea of the scope of the project, it includes Sagal Elementary, Southside Elementary, Northside Elementary, Farm and Stidwell, Hope Elementary, Kootenai Elementary, Head Start, Sandpoint Alternative High School, then the charter school, and also the middle school we've started a pantry program at.
What does that pantry program look like?
It's a more discreet program. The kids in K through 6 are pretty accepting of the bags and their peers. When you start to get into the higher grades, there's more of a stigma attached to accepting the food. So we try and make it a little more discreet for those kids to pick up the bags.
So it's a box or a refrigerator somewhere that they can just go?
They have, yes. have a room where they assemble the food.
I know teenagers are always hungry, so this probably really helps them. And you mentioned the kind of food, and the food bank is the ones that help. Where does the food bank get the supplies for the weekend?
They come from Second Harvest in Spokane, which is a regional food bank in the Northwest, and then we get the food at wholesale from them. So, so the bags arrive at our local food bank, and then they bunch them together as to what schools they go to along with Barnard General, and then they'll supplement it with additional food depending on what they have.
I just want to remind our listeners, we're speaking with Chris Contour and Gaius Winford from Food for Our Children. We're just really identifying to start out how this organization came about and why, seeing a need, food insecurity is a prevalent problem all over the place, all over the country. And thank you for stepping up into this need since 2015. Have you seen a significant difference? Have teachers said anything? Have parents commented on the significant change or?
Well, the children are extremely appreciative, and their families are as well, to be able to bring home a meal for the weekend. Food is so expensive, and this really supplements their food opportunities. The exciting part is that it starts next week. And so next Wednesday, October 3rd through the 10th, at the local grocery stores here in Sandpoint, all of our grocery stores, Safeway, Super One, Yolk's, Winter Ridge, and Miller's Country Store, all will have bags that have a flyer on them. They're $5 each, and a person just picks the bag up, takes it to the cash register, and you have donated to Food for Our Children.
So what you're saying starts next week is how we can all participate. And that's kind of like a food drive in a way, but it's a donation center for these food bags for the children.
Correct. Really what Food for Our Children does is that we raise money, and that's what we do. We just go out and we solicit donations and grants, and then we provide the money to buy this food to supply to the kids. I mean, you spoke earlier, Susie, about what does it mean to the kids. This is pretty hard to say, but, there was a little girl that came in one morning, and for the breakfast program, I think it was, and this was related by another board member, but so they had breakfast burritos. And they gave her one, and they thought, well, it's just a little girl. It'd be hard for an adult to eat one of those. And she ate two more. I mean, that's how hungry she was. So, and there's kids that, they just don't have food on the weekend, and they just come in, and they're typically at a disadvantage anyway. So to come in undernourished is really a problem.
And as we all know through studies, children who are not coming to school fed are tired, can't learn as well or quickly, need rest during the day, and so their education is actually hindered.
Good food contributes to good brain activity.
Absolutely.
And I know the teachers see it. One of the questions I have is, you mentioned Second Harvest, and I know they have a food education component down in Second Harvest. Is there an aspect to this program where families get information on how to access better food, more nutritious food? Because there is the food bank also.
Mm-hmm. Currently there isn't. I mean, that is something that I think we would like to do down the road. But we're pretty focused on this mission of getting the food to the children. And once we have that accomplished and are comfortable with it, there's a possibility. Because I agree with you, Susie, that's a real important aspect of nutrition is just not only how much do you have, but the quality of what you have. So.
And Gaia, we were talking earlier, you mentioned there's some event coming up. Is that what you meant by the October 3rd through the 10th
yes,
event?
Yes,
yes. And so explain that a little bit more. You mentioned the grocery stores. There'd be these bags, and this is a way for all of this community to support the efforts and the work that Food for Our Children is doing.
Yes, well, it's an annual campaign, and as we said earlier, there are many businesses and private donors in our community, as well as in East Bonner County, in the Priest River area in Newport, where we're growing as well. And individuals have an opportunity now to contribute as well. It is our community. It is our children. It is for all of us to benefit together. You know that old adage, it takes a village, and it truly does, because if we feel connected to one another, then we have more compassion for one another. And last year, almost $4,000dollars were raised from this food grocery store food campaign from all of our grocery stores. So it is really well accepted, and it's just our since 2015. So we've been doing this now for a few years, and people recognize the logo in the bags. So look for them in the grocery store starting next Wednesday to the following Wednesday, and put a bag in your basket.
So you pick up a bag and it's clearly identified. I think I remember last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you take it to the checkout, and you just, that's included in your checkout fee. It's $5, it sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the bag is set aside and stamped paid. Yep.
Actually, they just rotate the bags.
They just take them back to the stand and just keep cycling them through.
So, and they raise that $5 goes into their...
they have a special account.
Yeah, they have a PLU number that they punch into the cash register. So it's just included in your grocery bill.
And last year at this time, this 1 week period, 3rd through the 10th, you raised over $4,000.
Just under 4,000. Okay. So we want to go over that, maybe 5,000-6,000 this year.
Hey, let's do it.
And how significant is that to the overall need for this program?
It's about a tenth of our annual budget.
So how do you raise the rest of that?
Oh, goodness. Corporations, hospitals, entities, banks, individuals, all over Sandpoint and elsewhere.
Other charities, too, contributed quite a bit. So, and we'd like to have enough money, so you never know when the recession is going to hit or something like that. So we'd like to have enough in reserve so that we can carry the program through hard times. So
I'm sure that folks that are listening right now would like to make a donation. And how would they get a hold of that information on how to contact? Is there a website?
It's foodforourchildren.org.
Okay. Pretty simple.
Pretty simple. And there's a web page, and you can go to that to donate.
Just use old Google.
Google, our friend Google. Yep.
It really explains it well on the web. Mm-hmm. And when you read it and hear the stories, you want to contribute.
I remember last year looking at the website and going, this is a good program. Mm-hmm. What do you need besides donations and folks picking up those bags between October 3rd and 10th at all of the local grocery stores, including Miller's and Winter Ridge?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're pretty lucky in that it's widely recognized as being a very good program. So we get a lot of volunteers to deliver the food bags and assemble them. And again, it's all volunteers, so there's no overhead. But people can help. And I think, you know, another nice aspect of the grocery program is it involves the community and lets them know and puts, you know, the issue out in front of them so that they can understand and help contribute to it.
One of the things I love about this 501c3 nonprofit is that every penny goes to food. There is not one cent that goes to administration. It is all paid for by the board of directors, all the administration.
A complete volunteer organization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have some partners that also help.
Yeah, Bonner General Health and the Bonner County Community Food Bank. And then the school district, of course.
Okay. Well, anything else you'd like to say? I mean, all I can say is thank you for your efforts to protect and help the children in our community, because as Gaia, you said, it takes a village. And I think that's what you said.
Yes. And you know, it takes all of us to do something. Do something, anything. If this isn't what you do, do something in your community to help the children or others that are in need. We hope that you will all contribute to this program. It's only $5 a grocery bag, and we truly are very proud of our community Sandpoint for helping us and helping the children.
Well, I want to thank Chris Conter and Gaia Swinford for coming in and informing us and letting us know about your October 3rd through the 10th fund drive at all the grocery stores. Look for those bags marked Food for Our Children. Pick one up. Take it to the checkout and include it in your grocery bill. It's a small amount. Think about what that is, right?
It's a simple, easy give.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for the work you're doing and for coming in and letting us know about this special period of time that we can all contribute.
It's a pleasure, Susie.
Thank you, Susie.
And thank you. I just want to say to our listeners, this is 88.5 KRFY, and we're going to go back to Otto's Eclectic Mix for the rest of the day. We hope you have a beautiful day and thanks for listening to 88.5 KRFY, your community radio station.
PercivalPress.com is proud to support KRFY, Panhandle Community Radio. Free speech and the free exchange of ideas and concerns related to Northern Idaho and the nation.
Coming to you from downtown Sandpoint, this is Otto's Eclectic Mix on 88.5 KRFY.